Little Greg, is that you?
Yep. Nobody here but you and me. A Norse god and a goblin trying to scrape along in the 21st century.
What are you doing?
Apart from sitting here watching you try to free yourself. Oh, the usual freelance jobs. This one's for your father. He's well fed up with you, Odin is.
My clothes!
Under your hammer, leaning against the cold drinks machine, which seems to be either defective...
Ow! Lay off, monkey face.
Or someone under a curse.
What sorcery binds me to this floor?
Super glue. Hundreds of those little tubes. Took hours.
Mjolnir! Break, my friend!
Not the hammer, that's cheating!
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The Long, Dark Tea Time of the Soul. By Douglas Adams.
This isn't just ambrosia. This is rich, mature, organic ambrosia, drizzled with cask-matured extra virgin nectar
by Asgard's most beautiful extra virgins.
Morning, Nobby.
Mr. Gently.
Still got my pig binoculars in the window, I see.
Yeah, proving a bit hard to flog. Oh, blimey, why am your nose?
In the past hour, I have been head-butted by a child, verbally assaulted by a policeman, and dive-bombed by an eagle.
Poor urban living, eh? Oh, they look so young these days.
Policemen.
Children. What can I get you?
I seem to have mislaid my cleaning woman.
Elena? Where was she when you last had, sight of her?
I popped home to change into something a little less bloodstained, and there on the kitchen table were her worldly belongings, knee pads, nail polish, housecoat.
Yeah.
And the fridge she was supposed to clean still lurking in the corner.
Can fridges lurk?
This one does. It hasn't been opened in 3 months.
But you looked inside, yeah?
Good grief, no.
Oh, people get trapped in fridges.
Children, perhaps. 12 stone of solid Romanian goat herd's widow, I very much doubt. No, rather than do any actual cleaning, she's done a runner, and I want a new fridge.
Ah, Mr. G, I've been saving one against the day you asked me. Fell off the back of a lorry near Dover. But hardly a dent. Japanese microprocessor.
What would a microprocessor be doing in a fridge?
Keeping cool. 300.
300? But that's every penny I've got.
It's got an ice maker.
The old one made ice. It made ice in Antarctic quantities, in places where ice was neither required nor desirable. I wouldn't have the opening problem if the door hadn't iced up.
I'll get the lads to bring it round and take out the old one.
Not today. I'm on a case.
Now, gaining access to houses in the absence of their owners is but one of the panoply of skills with which my lads are blessed. Just let me know if you find anything missing afterwards.
It will be my displeasure.
Anything else?
What's this? A calculator?
Oh, no, be careful with that.
Now, this is interesting.
You quite finished.
Aye, goblin!
Thank you.
Give me back my hammer.
Yeah. Now listen, Thor. Don't get arsy with me. I merely obey your father's instructions.
Odin's instructions have been warped by your counselor. What evil grip do you have on him?
What grip could I possibly have on the greatness of the gods of Asgard? At the drop of a helmet, he could turn me into a tapeworm and stuff me into the rear of a wildy beast. No. However numbingly menial, Odin's bidding is my command.
Then take that look off your face.
What look?
Like an iguana to whom I have complained about the wine.
Eh? If your father says, go and get my big stupid son out of hospital before he causes any more trouble, and then, I don't know, glue him to the floor or something, I do what I'm told.
Then take this message back to him. I, his son Thor, the god of thunder, will meet Odin at the challenging hour in the halls of Asgard!
Keep your head down, that's his message to you. Keep your feet on the ground. Look what happened to that RAF jet and the airport checking girl.
Paging Mr. Gently. Your receptionist is a drinks machine.
I did not mean to harm the mortal. She thwarted me.
You see? You're the god. Things happen when you lose your temper. And I could help you, you know. Instead of walking around covered in bits of floorboard, you could be working in advertising. Good-looking lad like you.
Thorag! I may not know a lot, but I do know one thing. I am Thor, the god of thunder, and you will not make a fool of me the way you have my father!
That's two things. When you know four, you'll be twice as clever.
I forgot my clothes.
That's three. Damn him to Hades! Except it's the wrong bloody religion.
The Sirius Cybernetics Electronic I Ching Calculator.
It gives you the abridged judgments of King Wen on each of the 64 hexagrams and the commentaries of his son, the Duke of Chu, on each of the lines.
You've used it?
No, I'm reading the back of the box. You can use it as a calculator, though. Yeah, there's a voice chip, too. Here, slide that thingy there.
Happy, good, unlucky day.
All right, let's see. 1 + 1.
Equals 2.
It can manage that.
Yeah.
1 + 2.
Equals 3.
Getting adventurous now. Square root of 15.
Equals 3.8749834607.
Take your word for that. 3 + 2.
Equals a suffusion of yellow.
Well, that's that new maths, I expect.
Seems it only handles calculations up to a total value of 4.
Yeah, you're right, it's rubbish. They have the pink binoculars.
No, this could be just what I need for the case.
What are you investigating? Trading standards?
Murder. The victim was found in a locked room listening to a gramophone record. His body was in a chair, his head 10 feet away on the disc.
Ooh.
The police think it was suicide.
I don't get a connection.
Nobby, I am not as other private detectives. My methods are holistic and, in the very proper sense of the word, chaotic. I operate by investigating the fundamental interconnectedness of all things.
Right. So it is connected?
Surely. How much?
I can't take money from you for rubbish like that.
Excellent.
God knows I've tried.
Next Thor, please. I, Thor the Thunder God, commander of the wind and rain, demand only the finest cycling poncho.
No.
I could do it angrier, Mr. Draycott.
How tall are you, Kenneth?
5 feet 8.
This advertisement features the god Thor, showing that even the toughest immortal likes to keep dry on his Rally 5 speed.
Yes.
We need 7 feet of Brad Pitt with muscles like Volvo hubcaps.
I could wear lifts. Oh.
You could wear a bodysuit and a ginger wig, but that wouldn't make you Ethel Merman.
Thank you, Kenneth. I told you to hold all calls. We're auditioning. Oh.
Who?
Thorag. Put him on speaker.
Heard the next thought. Has he got him?
No, I didn't bloody get him.
Well, what did you offer?
I didn't get a chance to negotiate. I was too busy ducking that hammer. He won't play ball.
It seems to me that your usefulness to us is coming to an end, Mr. Rag.
My usefulness has included the deal that will make you the two most powerful mortals on the planet, Missy.
So you can take that plum out of your gob and remove the broomstick inserted elsewhere and treat me with proper respect.
Listen, Titch. You promised us Thor next. Instead, you've delivered a headless next-door neighbor, the police crawling all over our street, and the unwelcome attentions of a self-styled holistic detective. Why can't we meet to sort this out?
I haven't got time for a meeting. I've got to get Odin to Valhalla by closing time. Thor's only gone and blinking challenged him.
The challenging hour.
Fine. Where are you now?
On my way back to Woodset to pick up the old tweet.
We'll see you in Asgard.
Perfect timing.
We've got the warrior gods just where we want them.
Who are you calling now?
Dr. Stanish at the Woodshead Clinic. Time to settle Odin's hospital bill. Damn! What's the other number?
Well, I'll have to look for it.
Courage, Kate. They don't give the Pulitzer Prize to journalists who do their research on the net.
Woodshead Clinic, please state your business.
Hi, I have an appointment with the chief consultant psychologist.
Name, please.
Dr. Standish.
Not his name.
Oh, Kate Schechter.
In and to the left, he's expecting you.
Can appear to be stupid. Come in. Hi, Dr. Standish.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Mrs. Benson, stupid children can also sometimes appear to be stupid. I think that's something that we might have to consider. Good day to you.
Dr. Standish, you keep your phone in a drawer?
This is very short notice, Miss...
Schechter? You keep your tea in the desk, too?
A tidy office reflects an altered mind.
But this is beyond minimalist. It's emptiest.
Well, I have ornaments. Look, a small china model of a kitten playing with a ball of wool.
Dinky.
It doesn't have a name. As a psychologist, I'm well aware of the vital role that ornamentation plays in nourishing the human spirit.
It's very good of you to see me at short notice, Dr. Standish.
I thought we'd established that. Well, I had.
I've heard you do remarkable work here at Woodshead, and I thought you might welcome the opportunity to talk about it.
Heard from whom? We do not advertise, you know.
Oh, no, friends. Of an acquaintance of mine, Mr. Thor.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Thor. I believe he is one of your patients.
Not that I recall, Miss... We specialize in the care of patients with unusual or previously unknown psychological or psychiatric conditions. In some cases, in return for being made beneficiaries of a patient's estate, we will guarantee to look after that patient for the rest of their life.
So you're in the business of giving scholarships to people with particularly gifted diseases?
Exactly. I must make a note of that. Miss Mayhew.
Coming.
You keep your secretary in a drawer, too?
The intercom...
Yes, Dr. Standish.
Miss Mayhew, we are in the business of giving scholarships to people with particularly gifted diseases.
Very good, Doctor.
It so happens that we have some patients with some really quite outstanding diseases at the moment. Miss Mayhew?
Coming, Dr. Standish.
Perhaps you would care to come and see one or two of the current stars.
Oh, that would be most interesting, Dr. Standish. You're very kind.
Well, you have to be kind in this job.
Yes, Dr. Standish.
Miss Mayhew, that last thing I just said to you.
Yes, Dr. Standish.
I assume you realize that I wish you to make a note of it for me.
No, Dr. Standish, but I'll be happy to do so.
I am Hoth, Nunez Hoda. Sightless god of the night and of all darkness, lord of the shadows of the eternal twilight. Behold, for I am the true slayer of Baldur, whose cursed head I give you now. This is the assembled gods of the nine worlds of Valhalla, isn't it?
No, son. Paddington Police Station, you're nicked.
He should have gone to Becky Sabers.
Equal. A fusion of yellow.
Ugh.
Excuse me. Did you presume that I was so lost in my book that you could just help yourself to my cappuccino?
It's very bad for you. Caffeine, cholesterol in the milk.
So when you came into the coffee shop, you saw me at the next table and you thought, well, there's a nice-looking girl with her health in ruins. I must save her for myself.
On the contrary, I tried to order a coffee, but the waiter brought me a herb omelette and a breadstick. He was too cool to admit the mistake, and too cool to let me keep it. So I helped you out with your coffee before that got too cool.
How long ago did you break your nose?
It was broken for me, less than an hour ago.
I thought so. Close your eyes for a moment.
Why?
It's all right, I'm a nurse. Close.
Hey, get on. Ow! You witch!
All right, I lied about it not hurting, but it's straight now, which will save you a lot worse later on. Sally Mills, by the way. I usually try to introduce myself before physical intimacy takes place, but, you know, sometimes there's just not the time.
It's not throbbing so much.
Good, because my horoscope this morning said that everything I decided today would be wrong.
Oh, you don't want to believe all that rubbish, particularly not the Great Zaganza.
You read it too?
Not for the same reason.
What was yours?
Everything I decided today would be wrong.
I see. And this thing that you're so preoccupied with is...
An I Ching calculator.
Chinese fortune-telling with the symbols?
Sort of. It's supposed to help in the making of decisions.
So if everything you decide will be wrong, you...
Get the I Ching calculator to do it.
So what's the decision about?
There are several, the most pressing of which is whether I should cancel a fridge I've just ordered, believing it to be of dubious title.
Well, start with that.
Very well.
The book of instructions that came with this calculator suggests I should concentrate soulfully on the question, and having achieved tranquility and inner harmony, push the red button.
That isn't one.
But there is a blue button with red written on it. Pass the napkin, will you? Should I buy hot fridge, brackets, snow fence, and I'll be close brackets. There.
Your symbol equal John. Here is judgment of Ding Wen. John signifies difficulties at outset, as of blade of glass pushing up against stone. There will be advantage in appointing feudal princes.
Is that a yes or a no?
The message couldn't be simpler. Buy the fridge. Which, by bewildering coincidence, is the course of action I myself favour.
Better now?
Here, Miss... through this window, the little girl.
Hi, sweetie. No smile?
But watch her lips.
She's talking to herself. Is she praying?
We couldn't hear. It took a lip reader to decipher it. Stock market prices.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's spot on.
Oh, she's sitting there mouthing the closing index?
No, she keeps pace with the market, but 24 hours behind.
But that's extraordinary, isn't it?
Extraordinary would be knowing tomorrow's prices. I'm sure we'd have no difficulty in funding the research. Onward.
I am indebted to you, Nurse Sally Mills, for the loan of your coffee, but lo, the day wears on, and I'm sure you have a heavy schedule of grievous bodily harm to attend to.
Not at all. I came off duty at 9 o'clock this morning, and all I have to do now is keep awake so that I can sleep normally tonight. You, on the other hand, should get yourself to a casualty department as soon as you've paid my bill. Here.
Inordinate. Larcenously inordinate. I bet I can't even get them to bring me a knife.
What do you want a knife for?
To open this envelope. There are layers of sticky tape.
There you go. A knife.
Where did that come from?
The next table. Not until you tell me what's in the envelope.
You're an extremely inquisitive and presumptuous young lady.
And you are very, very strange.
Only as much as I need to be. The envelope is not yours, and its contents are not your concern.
Go on.
Give me that back!
Tell me your name.
Dirk Gently.
Not Geoffrey Anstey, or any of these names that have been crossed out?
Certainly not.
So the envelope's not yours either?
I'm a private detective. I'm paid to be inquisitive and presumptuous.
You don't look like a private detective.
No private detective looks like a private detective. That's one of the first rules.
Then how does a private detective know what it is he's supposed not to look like? Seems to me there's a problem there.
I am not as other private detectives. My methods are holistic, based on the fundamental interconnectedness of all things. Even you, who I have met entirely by chance, probably know things that are vital to my investigation, if only I knew what to ask you. Which I don't. So please let me have the envelope and the knife.
You make it sound as if someone's life depends on it.
I rather think somebody's did.
Here's an interesting case. Morning, Mr. Elwes.
Good morning, Doctor.
This is Miss...
Schechter. Kate Schechter. I'm doing a feature on the Woods Head Clinic.
I need room service.
Excuse me?
He's off.
Bagel would be fine, thanks.
He can't hear you. Well,
who's he talking to, then?
I don't know. Decaf? Maybe some
it's
juice?
It's a very unusual condition. Okay. Unique, in fact.
And give me New York, please.
It was only by chance that we worked it out. The television was on, tuned to a live chat program.
Yeah, 555.
Mr. Elwes was sitting here muttering about how much he considered the host to be a rectum of some kind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then what he was saying and what the main guest was saying began to synchronize.
Yeah, I'll hold, thank you.
I don't understand what you mean.
Everything he said was repeated a moment later on the chat show by a well-known film actor.
Hi, Josh, it's Dustin Hoffman, your favorite client.
It seems that Mr. Elwes here knows everything that Dustin Hoffman is going to say just a second or so before he says it.
What?
Attempts have been made to alert Mr. Hoffman to the problem, but he has proved somewhat difficult to reach.
Come on, you're hardly trying.
Judging by the time, I think Dustin Hoffman has probably just woken in his hotel and is making his early morning phone calls.
No!
Gosh, how long has the poor man been like this?
About 5 years ago, he was sitting having dinner with his family when he started complaining that he didn't think much of the way his script was written.
That's what I said!
It was a very trying time for the Elwes, living with such a perfectionist actor and not knowing it. He once woke them all up in the early hours of the morning to thank them for his Oscar. Onward.
Don't listen to him. He's a moron.
Sadly, we will not be able to be of much more help to Mr. Elwes if he cannot show more tangibly profitable gifts. The thoughts of the President of the United States, for example.
These people aren't useful to you unless they're afflicted by something you can make a buck out of?
We're not a charity, Miss,
Schechter, damn it.
Damn it. Do they make flak jackets out of sticky tape?
My inquisitive nature presumes to ask if this behavior isn't getting the teensiest bit obsessive.
Oh. In the last 24 hours, one person has been murdered and two have disappeared, and I could have done more to prevent each.
Okay. Who was murdered?
A chap called Anstey, the most recent recipient of this envelope.
But how could you have prevented his death?
By turning up at the hour he'd begged me to meet him. The hour in which the police say he murdered himself.
And who's disappeared?
Well, my cleaning lady, for one. We had a slight contretemps about cleaning an old fridge, but I was paying her to do it, technically.
Look, I've just done a night shift where two people died and one disappeared. Well, he was carted off to a clinic when I wasn't around to check the paperwork. I don't feel guilty, though. Pretty normal night. Who else disappeared?
My former secretary, Miss Pierce. When she used to work for me, she would often disappear mysteriously, but never as a result of a random act of indoor global catastrophe.
Pierce, was that the check-in girl who disappeared at Heathrow? Ooh, this holistic thing works, doesn't it?
I beg your pardon?
We treated the other two victims. The big Scandinavian was the one who was transferred to the clinic.
Who was the other victim?
An American reporter. Kate, Schechter. Very keen to discharge herself. I have a feeling she rather fancied the Norwegian. She's dead keen to know where he'd been taken.
And where was he taken?
Private clinic. Woodshead. Very discreet. Very expensive.
Miss Mills, I must settle your bill and move on. You've proved remarkably helpful, thus bearing out the interconnectedness of...
Have you seen another one on your envelope? One of the crossed-out names is the same as the author of my book.
Howard Bell, Run Like the Devil.
Have the book. I'm finished with it. It's dreadful. You can read it while you have your nose fixed. It'll help distribute the pain.
Ah, here we have an altogether much more promising case. Mrs. Elspeth May is a medium of prodigious powers. She is currently in a trance and engaged in taking dictation from some of the greatest physicists, including Einstein, Heisenberg, and Planck. Information that is edging us closer and closer towards the elusive goal of a grand unified field theory of everything. It also produces a somewhat embarrassing situation for the scientists because the means by which the information is reaching us seems completely contrary to its meaning. Well, the afternoon presses on, and I'm sure you will be keen to get away and write your article, Miss,
Let me get this straight. You are going to throw out the little girl and Mr. Elwes because they aren't going to turn you a quick buck. But hang on to Mrs. May in case she turns out a new physics theory which you can sell?
A majority of stockholders expect a return on their investment. Simon and Cynthia Draycott are business people, first and foremost.
Simon and Cynthia Draycott, and they are...
Excuse me, dear. Dr. Standish, Mr. and Mrs. Draycott are trying to reach you urgently.
No, I'm sorry, Miss... I must go.
Sure, he's a busy man, miss.
Mind out, sister. I can't wield it through with your bum sticking out.
Oh, you again, you horrible wee creature.
Sister Bailey, I am going out.
I could see that, Mr. O.
Please have a clean bed made up for when I return.
What, another one?
Fresh bed, clean sheets, don't let me down. Good afternoon, Kate.
Sorry, do I know you?
No, but I know you.
Oh, I'm afraid that you have the advantage of me.
Yes.
I too have the advantage of you, Miss Schechter.
Hey!
Turag, attend to your duties.
Yes, sir. Happy to serve, sir. Just goosing the totty, sir.
Ugh. I know that thing from somewhere.
I'm sorry. The nurses are black and blue from him. Come on, Kate. I'll see you out.
How could it have come to this? Where is Thor's judgment, his reason? What happened to his strong points?
If you're thinking of wrath, rage and unprovoked violence, they're all present and correct.
Well, here's your little car.
Is he a patient here?
Oh, Mr. Torag, you mean? No, he works for Mr. Odin.
And that's Mr. Odin, the guy on the gurney?
That's right. Acts as if he owns everything his good eye falls on.
I felt that. When it looked at me, it was like he was gripping my head.
Ta-ta for now, ladies.
Oh, it takes all sorts. Our admissions department.
Ah, goodbye, sister.
Well, like my pa used to say when he was too drunk to fall over, made a road rise up to meet you.
All I wanted was peace, clean sheets, hot water, sleep.
You signed away Thor's birthright. Valkyrie vitamin drinks, tottering troll twilight homes, spear of Odin toothpicks. No wonder he wants the agreement ripped up.
You'll have to flatten half of Norway to find it.
Too late anyway. He's called you out.
Then tonight, Asgard will see the extinction of an immortal dog.
Bloody Jaguar drivers!
Bloody van drivers! Drat, lost that one. Come on, Gentry. Must have faith in the holistic navigation system. Which car to follow now? Aha!
And we'll be back after this, here on Hillside FM. Sponsored by the new Fjord Focus, Chariot of the Gods.
What is it with all these Viking ads? I wasn't hallucinating. That was the van at the hospital last night. And that was the creature that took Thor away in it. Hey!
Why did you stop on a bend?
In episode 3 of The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Laurel Lefko was Kate. Peter Davison and Jan Ravens were Simon and Cynthia Draycott. Olivia Colman was the drinks machine. Stephen Moore was Odin and Rupert Degas Thor. Michael Roberts was Toe Rag and Michael Fenton Stevens was Nobby. Morwenna Banks was Nurse Sally. Sally Grace played Sister Bailey and John Fortune was Dr. Standish. The announcer was John Marsh. The programme was dramatised by Dirk Maggs with John Langdon. It was produced by Dirk Maggs and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.